Good morning. Before we start the meditation, I wanted to say a few things about the practice. One thing particular about the practice. Today we're going to start with finding or establishing a home base, a priority, an anchor, it's sometimes called, that one can return to each time the mind wanders or gets lost or confused. And we'll be gradually opening up the field over the days to include more and more parts of our experience so that nothing is excluded. And today we'll establish that home base. And I wanted to say something before we go into the instructions about, for me, what is the key to this whole process as we're starting to settle down and connect with the present. You will likely find, and certainly if you've practiced before, you know this quite well, that it's easier said than done to just stay on that anchor or home base or to stay in the present moment. The mind wanders. If your mind doesn't wander, I'd like to speak with you afterwards. But that's just what minds do. The problem comes when we think that's wrong or shouldn't be happening or should have more control over where the mind goes or how present or not present it is. Then we add the further complication of judging ourselves for the fact that we're not here in the present, which just snowballs into more mental thinking and having the whole process be a bit of a struggle. So for me, I think of the key moment in this practice is the moment that you realize that the mind has wandered. While it's gone, there's not much you can do about it. It's gone. You're trying to be here as present as you can, and it goes. But when you realize that it's gone, you have some choices how to relate to that situation. One very common response is frustration. Oh, darn, I'm supposed to be here in the present moment and my mind is gone. Come on back here. And there's frustration and judgment and discouragement. And what you're doing every time you have that response is cultivating frustration, judgment, and discouragement with a little bit of awareness thrown in there. But that's not going to be so useful. You don't want to be cultivating frustration and judgment, discouragement. Not the recommended response. Another very common response is, oh, my mind has been thinking, but this is a really important thought. I need to go with this one for a little while. And when you've done that, you just bitten the bait and gotten hooked and maybe gone for a few moments, more likely minutes or longer. So again, not the recommended response. What I would encourage you to cultivate is when you see that the mind has wandered, no judgment at all. Don't take it personally. you're exploring, as I said last night, this laboratory for you to understand the human condition. And when you realize it's gone, instead of feeling frustrated, appreciate the fact that you're here. That's where you wanted to be in the first place. Ah, here we are, back here in the present. And let the return be done with great kindness, forgiveness if there's any kind of judgment, but mostly an appreciation of being connected once again. Doesn't matter if you've gone a few moments afterwards, it's the way you bring yourself back that will condition your relationship to this mind and to the whole process of meditation. And if you can bring it back with patience and kindness and the sincere intention to be as present as you can each time you've gone, that's the training. So just keep that in mind. And if you do find yourself judging, don't judge the judging. Oh, okay, and there's judging in the mind. Come on back here. It's kindness that's the key to this whole process. And not taking your mind or your sensations in the body or whatever is happening, not taking it personally. Okay. So with that in mind, let's practice. So first, feel yourself sitting here. Feel connection to the earth. Grounded in the earth, held by it, supported by it. And I find it helpful also as we start to get in touch with your intention for a moment. Remember why you're here and why you're sitting. Whether it's to be as present as you can, or to practice kind awareness, or whatever it is, or whatever inspires you, just get in touch with that so that there's a heart connection to what you're doing. And let the posture be both a reflection of alertness, upright dignity, and ease and receptivity. Thich Nhat Hanh has the image of thinking of yourself like a mountain, strong, worthy of respect, here for any changes in the weather. And at the same time, let a sense of ease pervade your whole being. So if there's any places of tension or holding, just invite them to soften. You might take a few deeper breaths as you start and breathe in calm energy. Let it fill your whole body. And as you breathe out, relax and let go. Just moving that breath through your whole body and invite calm. And allow for whatever is here to be here. Another Thich Nhat Hanh instruction that I like is to create, especially some ease and spaciousness, is to sit with a half smile on your face, like the Buddha's half smile. Just a slight upcurling of the lips. Go ahead, try it. It's amazing how the body can affect the mind. Be a Buddha. You are a Buddha. And then let the breath find its own natural rhythm. Let the breath breathe you. As far as a primary object or anchor or home base, many people find the breath the most supportive, but not everybody. And for you, if the breath, either there's respiratory conditions or it activates something in you and becomes problematic, there are alternatives to the breath. You can feel the whole body sitting here and grounded as your home base. Or you might find that sounds is your primary object. Although when it's silent, there's not a whole lot to notice unless you tune into the silence. But sounds can be another anchor. Or feeling sensations as they go through your body. For some people, that's helpful. If not, then let's practice with the breath and notice where you feel it most clearly. Perhaps you feel the rising and falling of the belly or the chest. Or maybe you feel as it enters your nostrils or the upper lip area. Or perhaps you feel your whole body breathing as you sit here. Just the expanding and contraction. The breath breathing the body. See what works for you if you haven't already established a home base. And sometimes, if you have picked a narrower area like the nostrils or the belly, it can be hard to settle in and connect with that at the beginning. And so if you find that the mind slips off that narrower area, then you might find it helpful to just be with the whole body, and when you get settled, to direct the attention to a more specific area. But right now, simply know that you're breathing. You're alive and breathing, if that's your anchor. Let the breath be in the foreground. You don't have to block anything out. all the other things, sounds, sensations, or thoughts, or emotions, or things like that, they're still going on, and you're preferentially establishing that connection to this experience as a way to begin to unify the mind. If something calls you away, then just acknowledge it and come back to establish that home base. Don't over-effort to be with this experience. A receptive, interested connection is the key. So this is not a breath exercise. This is an awareness exercise, simply connecting with this experience, receiving it with interest. This is what's keeping you alive. Let's be here with it. Some people find a tool that is helpful to stay with the experience is using a mental note to give something for the mind to do that connects with your experience rather than thinking. And so if you find this helpful and you experiment, you might note as a whisper in the mind, in, out, or rising, falling, if you're feeling the belly or the chest. If you use the mental note, it should be a whisper, maybe 5% on the word, 95% actually feeling the experience. And if the words get in the way, then just be with the direct experience. Remember, if the mind wanders, no judgment. Appreciate that you're here, and then come back with great kindness and begin again. I find making this like a game is much better than a pass-fail test. You're just seeing if the awareness can connect with it, and putting a sincerity of intention and effort, but that light, spacious attitude supports it all. And you're simply noticing what's here with kindness and relaxed presence.
start the meditation right now. Let go of everything that's happened up till this moment. Let this be the beginning. Being here in a kind, relaxed, interested way for this moment. Breathing in, breathing out, being present. And when the meditation ends, is another key moment in the process. Just notice where your mind is now. Often there's a critique of how it went. Oh, I was sleepy. Or, oh, my mind is so busy. Or, hey, that was pretty good. I think I'm kind of getting this. Whatever. Whatever it is, it was just what it was. So rather than giving yourself a report card, pass or fail or whatever grade, let go of that and just know that you showed up as best you could. That's part of the process. And don't take credit or blame for however the experience is. So, in a few moments, there's some announcements, and then Juha's going to lead the walking meditation instructions. But I just want to check in and see if there's any questions about the instructions or anything that's been said so far. Yes?
I would like to know about the labeling. Because I notice that every time when I start to label, it takes the attention away from my body. So I go to the mind level. And there is some kind of, like, disruption, maybe. Some kind of
Interruption.
Interruption, yeah, in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I tend to start thinking, so what is this? What is the label, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't rise spontaneously.
Yeah.
So my question is that should I practice, however, labeling to be so it would come more automatic,
mm-hmm.
or just do what I always do?
Mm-hmm. No, right. Or wrong. You see for yourself if it's supportive. If it's not supportive and it's keeping you in your head, then just be with the bare experience. Here's a few benefits of the labeling if it does work for you. First, it gives the mind something to do that's directing towards the actual experience rather than being lost in thoughts. If it's done, then it should be, as I said, a very soft whisper that's just tracking the actual experience that you're feeling. And the other big benefit in my experience, and this is not just in the with the anchor, but whatever your experience is, or in walking, or in brushing your teeth, or whatever it is, if it's done softly, if it's done with a spirit of kindness, the tone that the mind is naming is the key. Because if you're naming, for instance, you know, oh, thinking, and you're beating yourself up with every note, that's just complicating things. But if you can, for instance, note, if you used it for thinking, oh, thinking, or oh, judging, and there's a kindness in it, that in itself creates a very healthy relationship with your experience. That said, if it complicates or gets in the way, then let it go. And keep it very simple. You don't have to figure out the exact words. And for the breath, in, out, it's pretty basic, you know, rising, falling. But you just experiment and see what supports you. Give it a try. Anything else? Okay.
So then here are some announcements. And each morning we'll have some time for if there's questions about practice and announcements. So here's the announcements for our day. We're going to have that cell phone renunciation ceremony at the next sitting, the 11 a.m. sitting. So this can give you a chance to get your device. I highly recommend this. We've been doing this at Spirit Rock for a number of years, and there's something very powerful about letting go of that connection to something that's perhaps our greatest attachment these days, or most significant relationship that we have is with our device. And it will do fine without you for these next few days. And you will probably do more than fine without it as well. So please consider that, and we'll have a whole formal ceremony. We'll be doing some chanting and really celebrating this practice of letting go. So that's at the next sit, and we'll have tape, I think, and pens for you to mark your phone, and so you will get reunited with your phone.
Just can I just add?
Sure.
Just about the tape, and I think there's notes and rubber bands. They're at the notice board, so you can do that before you come into the session. Mark your phone or your smart device or whatever it is you want to renounce. Right. So then that will make it easier for us to return it if you wish to get them back.
Yeah.
So please do that ahead of time.
Right. For those who would like, there'll be a posture clinic after the heart practices at 4:45 during that walking period. If you would like some support or suggestions, if the posture is needing some adjustment or some support. So that's at 4:45, completely optional. We will start tomorrow our group meetings. Today, for the most part, you'll just have a day to settle in. Now, if you're new to practice, or for whatever reason, you would like to have some extra support today, then just leave a note on the bulletin board to us, and we'll arrange for a check-in. Okay. And one more thing. If you're here with a friend or with a partner, somebody who you have a really wonderful relationship, we really ask that you support each other and the whole group by maintaining silence that's not only in verbal silence, but even nonverbal. And this might seem a little strange to keep within your own process. And of course, if eyes meet, if you're opening the door and for somebody and your eyes meet, you don't have to, scold yourself for that. You can enjoy that. But that's different than trying to get somebody's attention or noticing that impulse to want to connect. And particularly for those who are here with close friends. The container is going to be the gift that everybody feels supported and can contribute to. So that's the announcements for today. Walking practice.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, James. I'll just say a few words about walking meditation practice. So as you know, the days here, the formal practice here flows between the sitting meditation sessions, some of which have guidance, and instruction and walking meditation. And sometimes it's easy to, in one's imagination, to emphasize the sitting meditation. It's like that's where the real meditation practice happens, and the walking is kind of a break from that, and then you come back. And really wanting to emphasize there's so much potential, sometimes overlooked potential, we were talking about this yesterday, of depth within the walking meditation practice, really supports us in developing a continuity of attention, continuity of moment-to-moment attention. So all of the practices that James was outlining, the themes of practice for today, working with the breath, keep coming back, such an important theme, the mind will wander. We're cultivating all of that through the walking meditation practice. Receptivity, kindness, interest, curiosity, aliveness of attention, noticing the invariable wandering of the mind and deciding, okay, here I am, let me come back to the in-breath, to the out-breath. And with walking meditation, it can be really helpful for many of us to establish a clear frame. So the invitation is to find a spot somewhere out in the yard, out in the nature. If it's raining, you can also practice inside, find spaces in the house. And you can begin by just standing for some moments, feeling your connection with the ground, feeling the weight of the body, the connection with the soles of the feet, pausing to sense into the breath, connecting with that. And when you're ready, begin to walk forwards. You can choose a walking path of 5, 10, 15 steps, whatever feels appropriate for you. You're practicing carrying that awareness of the body, of the listening, of the sensitivity with you as you walk. Can be really useful. James talked about the anchors, a home base. Having the body as a home base, having the soles of the feet as an anchor, really sensing with the fullness of your attention, the arising and passing away of each step, the sensations arising and passing away. That develops, supports this continuity of awareness that can be so, so powerful, really helpful to give that a little bit of extra energy in the first few days. So you walk to the end of your walking path, you can pause for a moment, turn around and walk back and carry the meditative awareness with you as you do so. And there's slightly different styles of practicing in terms of what the rhythm is. There's some schools of practice where you walk very, very slowly, intentionally slowing down the movement. You can explore that if it's familiar to you, if it's helpful for you, it can really support the attentiveness. You really slow down the movement. But sometimes there can be, especially in the first few days, there can be a bit of tiredness or agitation. You don't have to slow down. You can also just walk at a natural pace, feeling the sensations. Mindfulness isn't tied to a particular speed. It doesn't have to be tied to a particular speed. We can listen to the need. Be receptive to that, listen to the needs of the body, and find your own natural pace of walking. And so that's the formal practice of walking meditation. Really encourage you to give yourself to that. And at other times in the day, you might feel, actually, what I need to do is go for a mindful walk. Enjoy the nature, enjoy the surroundings. I just need a little bit more dynamism, a little bit more, maybe exercise, even energize the body. I choose to go for a walk. Please do so if that feels supportive and helpful for you, and take it as a practice. We can carry the mindfulness with the body, with the feet, with the breath. Keep coming back as we do so. So that's the invitation for the next practice and for the day, and we'll drop in a few more ideas as the days go on around walking meditation practice. So please enjoy that. We have about half an hour now, and then we'll come back for the ceremonial renunciation here at 11. Enjoy.